Recently, Eversource Energy, formerly known as PSNH, announced it would sell off its power plants. That would make New Hampshire's electricity suppliers separate from its electricity producers, at least for a while. A new bill in front of the State House would make it easier for electric utilities to own what are called distributed energy resources, referring primarily to solar power. This may sound arcane at first, but the debate on this bill and ones like it in other states could help shape the direction of solar energy in the United States. To explain, we turn to David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Now, first, why would it matter whether or not electric companies could own and generate power from solar?
The underlying story is that the price of solar panels and the solar power, electricity created from solar power, has just been falling through the floor. There are places now where it's as cheap or even cheaper than traditional, than like coal-fired or other, even to a certain extent, natural gas-fired power plants. That's not the case in New Hampshire yet, but it's getting closer. And so there's a lot more solar panels being put up around the country, around the world even, to the point where there are some people saying that it's posing a threat to utilities business models. Utilities, which are government-protected entities that were created because they do things that we guarantee want to have happening. So electricity has long been a government utility. Now, utilities have long depended on building a small number of large power plants and then lots of wires that carry the electricity to everybody. If there's enough solar power out there sort of scattered around, people are going to stop buying quite so much power from them, and all of a sudden their power plants are not making quite enough money to cover the costs, it's potentially a problem.
This bill would, as I understand it, would make it essentially easier for these utilities to join the solar market.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're already allowed to, utilities are already allowed to own solar power. They do almost none of it. The flip side of being a government-protected utility is you have to get the government to give you permission to do things, and the government has certain rules, says, you know, you can't do it, and if it's going to, like, raise rates too much. And up to now, the way the regulators, the Public Utility Commission, has looked at this under the rules, they've basically said no. This new bill would change that, would say, and the wording is kind of squishy, and I'm not a political reporter, so it's a little iffy here, but basically it would change the wording so that there is a, quote, rebuttable presumption that ownership in the investment in distributed renewable energy is in the public interest. So it would kind of set it up, presumption that it's probably a good idea and that you have to prove that it isn't, and kind of instead of the other way around. So it's much more likely to make it possible. So why would anybody oppose this? There's actually at least two groups, and they're both against the idea of allowing utilities to own solar power because they think basically utilities want to do it just so they can kill it, control it and squeeze it and make it so that independent solar providers who are currently the only ones that can do it, they can't make a living, so they'll go out of business and then the utilities don't have to worry about it anymore. That's their concern, their fear. The utilities, of course, say no. We just, you know, if this is part of the sort of the package that needs to be created to provide electricity in the modern world. For New Hampshire, part of the ironic thing is we don't have very much solar power at all compared to Massachusetts or Vermont even. Vermont has 8 times the amount of solar installed per capita as New Hampshire does, and that's almost entirely because of government support. Obviously, the weather isn't any better in Vermont than it is here. So there's a question is, why do you want to do this if we don't even have any solar? And one answer is, well, the part of the reason we don't have solar is because the utilities can't get into it. If they can get into it, maybe we'll have more solar. Part of the other answer is, well, the utilities just want to kill it off before it becomes any kind of a threat. It's not straightforward, and it's all, as I say, policy and politics more than technology.
Something to keep an eye on then. Thank you so much, David.
You bet.